better forgive him now. He's just made a mistake, that's all.
Loose hip and shoulder joints give her extended reach.
In fact, what he did was right. He should want a receipt. You should learn. It's because of these idiotic things that you do that you're in this situation. Give it to me.
Here you are. Sir, on the life of your daughters, don't punish me for Bezard's mistakes. I swear on my life, I have nothing to do with it.
Hello?
Can I get in the car?
Of course you can.
Why don't you come inside?
It's fine. I'm waiting here for Manuccia.
You mean this is how brave you are?
It's not about being brave. It's respect.
Listen, Bezard. You're upset. You're in debt. You have doubts. But this isn't the way... Come inside and sit down like two wise, intelligent adults and resolve the problem.
It's really great that you like all stories to have a happy ending, but it's not always like that.
You mean you're smarter than everyone and know everything? A psychiatrist would say that being wise means that a person has the awareness to know where and what to ignore, right? If you want to continue like this, you'll lose Bahar forever. I'm sure that Father will find a husband for Bahar by the end of this month.
Tell Bahar congratulations on her wedding, whether it's today or tomorrow or next month.
You're just being stubborn.
No, it's not stubbornness. I know some things that you don't.
Like what?
Like the fact that I took my witnesses to testify, but in court they denied everything. What's that mean? Either your father bought them off or scared them off. But I'm still sticking to what I said. Anyhow, I'm also in a rush to get married. I'm going to go propose by next week. Tell your dad if he wants to marry Bahar off, do it quicker. A month is way too long.
Bezard, we grew up together since we were children. But I've never seen you like this before.
You're studying psychology, so you must know that people don't always stay the same.
What happened? Hey, he's gone! Bezard! And why did he take off? Huh?
Hey, Manasseh, is he serious when he says he's going to propose to another girl?
Oh, man, is he talking about that nonsense again? No way, he'll have to do it over my dead body.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes, what?
Why did you keep rejecting my call?
Well, I probably couldn't answer the phone.
What happened that you couldn't answer?
All right, listen, I'll come home and I'll explain everything to you then. Oh, what a mess. I'm stuck in the hands of this crazy lot. Ah! Taxi!
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry for being late. Please forgive me.
I was about to leave. Why did you come so late?
I was dealing with my brother-in-law. This is for you.
Excuse me, but what's the occasion for this flower?
It's to thank you for putting yourself to trouble to get me released and also to...
Also what?
Look, Mrs. Zania, I want our families to get to know each other. And you already know the reason why.
Mr. Firouz Anfar, maybe this relationship won't even take shape. There's a lot of difference between you and me.
But it's these differences that create love, not similarities. No one's looking for someone like themselves.
What I meant is difference in social status.
Excuse me, but I don't accept what you say at all. Aren't you looking for similarities? You're unemployed, and so am I. Your father has passed away, and so has mine. So you see, we actually have a lot in common.
Please don't take everything so simply. My family isn't prepared for this at all. I have an older sister who hasn't gotten married yet, you see?
Of course, God forbid, I don't mean any disrespect. But don't you think these traditions are a bit outdated?
What I just said was just one example.
You mean you don't even want to invite my family over for just a cup of tea?
Wouldn't you just allow me to talk to my mother?
I just hope the answer won't be no, then I'll be forced to show up unannounced. I'm being serious.
Look, Mr. Faruzanfar, your insistence is putting me in a difficult situation.
Look, Mrs. Zarnia, I have feelings for you because of many reasons. One of them is your great character.
Hello.
Hello there, darling. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you? How's Father doing? Is he better today?
He was bad and he's even worse.
Why? Did something happen?
I wasn't here, but Negar told me that ungrateful kid has come to pay off his debt to your dad.
Behzad?
Yes, it was Behzad. He didn't even give himself the trouble of coming in to see how his uncle was doing. Too bad for all the trouble your father went to for that ungrateful kid. He just waited outside and sent that useless brother-in-law of his inside. Your dad got angry and yelled at him. If it were me, I really would have let him have it.
Mother, I swear, this is all just out of stubbornness.
What stubbornness, darling? It's hatred. It's out of animosity. You still don't know that family. You don't know him.
Hello, Baha.
Hello.
Come here a minute.
Why are you acting like this?
Come. This is really getting out of hand.
What do you mean?
Today I told Behzad a suitor's supposed to come for you. What do you think he said?
I don't know. What did he say?
He said he's getting married himself. He's going to go propose next week.
Was he serious?
How should I know? But he didn't have any reason to lie.
Did you tell Mom and Dad about it?
You think I'm stupid enough to tell them?
Just make sure it doesn't slip out of your mouth, Negar.
Listen, Doctor. If I were going to say anything, I already would have. I'm going upstairs.
Thank you.
alone or with the guys at the office? No, man, I haven't
Mother,
gone in a long
tell
time.
Mr. Varney, and they've settled the accounts of the retired people.
Did you hear what Soraya said?
I have no choice. I have no
What's
choice.
Happened? Why are you singing that?
Just come and take a look at my unemployed situation. Look at what I have been reduced to.
Man, with all your worries, with all your troubles, you just sit in front of the TV all day eating sunflower seeds. Now all you're doing is just washing a couple of dishes.
Man, I've done a lot more than just this. You just take a look at my situation. I swear on my life, Sarai, if I still don't have a job by the end of the week, I'll go and file a complaint against your uncle. I'll say that guy fired his best employee for absolutely no reason at all. Absolutely none.
No way, man. You've become like Bizarre, that's good.
What do you think? I'll file a complaint against Bizarre too, so no one will think I was playing favorites. Eh? My brother-in-law and his uncle get into a fight and I'm in the middle getting beat up by both sides.
You deserve it. They've always said, people can either get along or become enemies. It happens both ways.
Eh? You've gotten all dressed up, you devil. Look at how smart you look.
Is it nice?
It's terrific.
Well, well. You look like a proper gentleman, darling. A proper gentleman.
Don't embarrass
Praise
me.
God.
It really
Praise
suits
God.
You, man. A round of applause for the groom.
All right now.
That's enough. They don't buy a wedding suit in such a hurry.
Then what is it?
Tomorrow night, for the first time, we're all going somewhere together. I thought I'd buy a new suit. They say it brings luck.
Where are we supposed to go, darling?
Well, no.
Has something happened, Azad?
Man, we're going to go and meet an honorable family. Is that a problem?
Manuchehr.
I swear on my life, I didn't know about this one. Didn't I tell you, Mum? Didn't I say your prince is up to something? Come on, man. Back when you had some money, as soon as they said marriage, you'd hold your nose as if something stank. Now that you've got nothing at all, you're thinking about getting married now?
Hey, man, if you're upset, you don't have to come.
Of course we won't go. Why should we even go?
Really?
Be quiet for a moment, darling, so I can see what's going on. What are you talking about? You're joking around with us, right?
No, Mother, what joke? It's absolutely serious.
You went off and did something on your own again.
I haven't gone off and done anything. Just a simple gathering to get to know each other. And I've come and told you about it beforehand. Did I do something wrong?
So let me see then, who's the lucky bride?
The lady that was my attorney.
Argavan.
Ms. Azania.
Then, what about Bahar?
What about Bahar? Baha will also get married, God willing, and she'll get on with her own life. Ah, you were waiting for me to go and beg Uncle to plead with him to forgive me, yeah? No? I'm not going to do that. You can be sure of it. You'd better not mention Baha's name in front of me anymore.
Aha, so you're doing this business because of your grudge against Uncle?
Not at all. Look, dear, what grudge? Me and the girl like each other. We have a lot in common. But what you think is also important to me. Especially you, Mother.
Darling, if what I think were important for you, you wouldn't have started that fight, so I'd be belittling you in front of your uncle.
But all of a sudden, this quickly?
This quickly? Are there any other ceremonies coming up? Are we mourning someone? Or waiting for a funeral or something? I want to get married. It happens.
Look, Bizarre, you keep piling things up one after the other. Trouble on top of trouble. Ah.
There's nothing to be done. We have to go and see the elder of the family, Hassam, so he can take a look at this girl.
Manuja, that's enough. Don't force me to say something to
you. All right, man. What is it to me anyways?
Manuchehr.
What?
Wash the dishes.
You see, man, I've got 1,000 problems of my own. I have really done something if I can take care of my problems.
So don't go away from me while your eyes are looking at mine. Don't go away from me with such arrogance. Yo, the yogurt drink. Bring
Thank
the glasses.
You very
Bring the
much.
Glasses. You're welcome.
Oh, what are you doing,
All right,
child?
Napkin,
you made
napkin,
a mess
give me a
of
napkin.
Everything. Oh, what are you doing, child?
Look
you've made
you've
a
done.
Mess
you've
of everything.
Made a huge mess.
Take it.
I told you 100 times not to get carbonated drinks. Who bought this? This is your doing, Homer.
Wipe up the rug before it sets in.
Argavan, why aren't you eating?
I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry? Or you want to say something but don't know how?
Exactly. I want to say something but I don't know how.
Has something happened?
Nothing, no. A suit is supposed to come for me sometime tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations, congratulations!
I'm not in the mood, Sina. Quiet. So who is it?
He is one of my former clients, Bizard Furuzanfar. He's a decent person, really, both him and his family.
You've seen him! You've seen him, man, the one that came to the door. He came to get that file, you got home at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
You've seen him too, Mum.
You're really a thoughtless and selfish girl.
How come? What's happened now?
She's asking what's happened. Don't you have elders in this house? Forget about me. Don't you have a mother? Don't you have to come and consult with me and your mother? Why didn't you tell us any sooner?
It just happened all of a sudden. Nothing's even happened yet. If Mum says no, I'll tell them not to come. Should I tell them?
Should I tell them?
Oh, Ma.
Leave her alone, man. She just worried about herself.
Sina, get up and go to your room.
Oh, come. I'm having my lunch.
Take your food and eat it in your room. I want to talk with your sister.
I won't eat anything.
Now, I won't say anything about the fact that your older sister is still living at home. But don't you think you need your father's permission to have a suitor come over?
Mother dear, just let them come first. Let's just see what happens. Nothing at all has happened yet, anyhow. For my father's permission, not for nothing, but I've studied the law. And I'll think of something, don't worry.
I. What about our living situation? You'll think of something for that too?
Our living situation, however bad it is a reality. They have to know about it.
But you should have gotten my permission first. You should have asked first. You should have at least waited until we'd changed homes, bought a new couch. But with the state of this house, whoever comes and sees it, they'll change their minds and run away.
Let them run away. Let them see us exactly the way we are. Homa, dear. Come on, darling. Let's talk to each other.
I'm not in the mood, Agavan. Leave me alone.
All right, don't turn around. I am far too embarrassed to see your tears. You're a lady. You're my elder. Be my older sister. Like those good old days when you took me to school. You remember?
I'd buy sandwiches for you to eat.
Yeah. And you'd be hungry, but you'd say you're not, so I would end up eating them.
Because you were so impatient.
But you always had patience. You're still the same. You put all this effort, worked so hard, so your little sister could go to school and become a smart attorney. Take a look at me now. I want to get married and to do it out of turn.
Who's talking about turns? I'm only upset about the fact that we're so poor because of this situation that our fathers put us in.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying too. For unfortunate people like me and you, getting married might be our only opportunity to have a good future.
What's that mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
Look, Homa. Zed's family is financially well off. They're not wealthy, but they're doing all right. I've considered it, and I think if I get married to him, It might open the way for your marriage.
I don't want a goddamn husband. Who said anything about getting married? I don't even want a husband. I'm not thinking about marriage at all.
I love you so much. Please, for my sake, don't cry.
What is it? You think I'm jealous of you, do you?
What are you talking about? It's all stress and anxiety. Is that anything to be jealous of? Come on now, come on. Why don't you want to hug me?
You jerk. Why do you think I'd want a hug from you?
I really miss those days. When I was small and I'd cry and you'd hug me. I love you, Homa.
You really know what to say.
Hurry up, for God's sake. We're late.
Going to someone's house to see a girl like this is something new, really. You don't say what kind of family they are. You don't talk about their financial situation, so at least a person would know how they should dress.
My mother, they're people just like us. Praise God, you always look good. Don't worry about it. Manucha, Soraya, we are late.
Man, we're coming. You're always in a rush. Mom, did you finally find out anything about the bride's family?
No way. You think he's going to say anything?
What's wrong with you getting in front of me? I was looking at myself.
Oh, don't worry about it. Your brother is really picky. They must be a really well-off family.
It's Mom's fault for listening to him so much, and me and you are like his personal servants. Let's go.
Go, go. Stop complaining.
God willing, one day we'll be eating pastries at your wedding, Homer, dear.
Oh, man, Mother.
Say God willing. How do I look?
Good. That's how a girl should look when a suitor comes over.
You just need a colourful shawl. Go put on a little makeup as well. You look like you're sick. Really?
I wish we could change this place before they come over. I'm afraid they'll come and be disappointed, this damn beat-up house.
Homa, dear, I already told you last night. I don't want to appear to be something we're not.
I don't understand. Which of these things you say should I believe? On one hand, you talk about being honest and truthful. On the other hand, you make up that huge lie about Dad.
It's better to get everything out in the open up front. Tell the truth and get it over with. Look, if you lie, it'll eventually cause trouble. Then it'll ruin your entire life.
I'm just happy that someone in this house is getting married.
Darling.
Then it'll become my turn to get married. But right now, I went to buy 4 pieces of fruit and I had to spend a bunch of money. The prices are crazy these days, Mom. Just crazy. I'm telling you. I know I said I wanted to get married, but I've changed my mind. I'm announcing that I've been defeated. Do you understand? Defeated. Hey. That's me.
He wishes.
Who'd want to marry you? You think anyone would want to give you their daughter?
Who? Are you talking about me?
No. You.
People are lining up out on the street. There's a huge crowd all piled up.
Yeah.
They can't even fit on the street. I had to hide myself. I snuck in. What are you saying?
Yeah, you're right. I heard the sound of the ambulance. It was picking up the dead you left in your wake.
Ben, the noise was all over the neighborhood. All the neighbors were angry. You think I'm kidding around? You're laughing? Quiet down a minute. Quiet down. I swear. Just listen. Sina. Sina.
Well, my brother is right. What's wrong with him? He's great. They wish he'd marry their daughters.
There you go.
I love you so much.
Sure. Yeah. The cockroach was climbing up the wall and his sister was telling him how handsome he is.
Mm-hmm.
Children, get
going, you crazy fool.
Stop hitting.
Oh, look at them, being so carefree. They'll be here any minute. Hurry up. Get ready. Sina, darling, go and borrow a few chairs from Miss Mary. We don't have enough here.
Will 4 be enough?
No, go and get 5 of them. We don't have enough here. Hurry up, darling, hurry up.
Hey! You stupid jerk.
Homa, hurry up, darling. You still haven't changed your clothes. Get
going. I don't know which one to put on. This? This? Which one?
That one.
Yes, this.
That one. Yes, it's prettier. Hurry up, Homer, go get ready.
Yeah, that one's better. Take these and go, girl.
Well, well. You get your flowers and pastries from uptown, but we're going into the slums to ask for her hand. This is what they call a harmonious coexistence.
Keep quiet, Manucha.
Sure.
Yes, man, quiet down so we can see where we're going, so we don't get lost.
There's our dear.
What?
Are you sure you know the way, darling?
Yes, Mother, I know exactly where I'm going.
Where the hell is this place? Where the hell is this place?
Look, Manucha, don't start it again. If you want to try and act cute, I know what to do with you.
Well, he's right, Bazaar. Do you want to marry a girl from this neighborhood? What do they have in common with us? Their culture, their lifestyle?
Come on, come on. Let's go. It's
their culture is worth more than 100 recently rich uptown jerks.
Let's suppose the girl is good. Her family is good. Do you have the nerve to tell people that your wife's family lives in this neighborhood?
Ma'am, mother, there was a time when these were good neighborhoods in Tehran, right here. Anyhow, as you said, the girl is good. The family is good. I'm not going to get married to the walls of their house. It's right here. Anyhow, Manucha, which neighborhood did you grow up in?
Whatever neighborhood I grew up in, bro, it's a tradition for the groom to hold the flowers. Here, hold these.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Sorry for disturbing you.
Let's go.
After you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. Come in.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely.
Come in.
Good to meet you. Thanks a lot.
So,
hello.
I'm so glad that you could make it. And
hello.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank you for coming. Have some tea.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have some.
Thank you very much.
Behzad told us that your husband had passed away.
Yes, he passed away. He had a heart attack from going bankrupt and all the pressure from his debts. With the help of my two girls and being a seamstress, I've managed this household.
Good for you. We also owe the lady attorney a special thanks, anyhow. After all, she's the one that got Behzad out of prison for us.
Not at all. I did what any attorney would do for their client.
My darling, are you always like this? As soon as you free someone, you immediately entrap them?
I've brought my girls up to be proper ladies. They wouldn't do such things.
Ma'am, please don't misunderstand. My sister just likes to joke around a little bit, just like her husband. So please don't get upset.
Yes, it's like he says.
So, what do you think about my sister and Behzad going out to the yard so they can talk, huh?
Oh, man, they've been attorney and client for a long time. There's nothing left for them to say, is there, darling?
No way. It's not like the old days for a boy and a girl to talk about their favorite color and food in front of the two families sitting here. These days, ma'am, it's all about the internet these days. All you need is a laptop and a high-speed internet access, and then you chat for 7 or 8 hours and they say they completely know each other by the end of it.
Listen, Manucha, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it does. Ma'am. You probably remember in the old days, these gatherings were so that the boy's family would meet the girl's family, you see. And if they were a good match with them, she'd become the son's bride. But nowadays, a boy and a girl do everything together on their own. And then we get involved after the fact.
Well, it might be like that nowadays, but my girls weren't raised that way. They understand respect, and they know the traditions. They wouldn't do anything without my permission.
Ma'am, as they say, talk is cheap. It's easy to deny things that a person knows applies to them.
But that's insulting, dear.
Oh, man. Why are you getting offended?
Well, Saraya, if you want to say something, go ahead and say it. Why are you beating around the bush?
What beating around the bush?
Miss Homer, don't take it seriously. My sister's got a bit of a sharp tongue, but she doesn't mean anything.
Well, yes, she's just saying whatever's in her heart.
Excuse me, Behzad, but I wish before you'd come here, you'd explained our living situation to your family.
We're not upset with you, my girl. Anyone else in your situation would do whatever they could to trap a young man like him. I'm upset with my son. That even though he's educated, he didn't realize that people get married from families that are close to each other in terms of social status and culture. Isn't that right, ma'am?
Yes, what you say is right. We might be poor, but we are not uncultured. We know how to maintain ourselves. And we don't hold out our hands to those who are newly rich.
Oh, man. So now we've become newly rich as well.
Not at all.
Listen to that, Behzad.
Saraya, dear. That's enough already. End it now.
And if I don't end it, what are you going to do, Behzad? Are you going to come smack your sister in the face for that girl?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You are guests, and we have to respect you. Hopefully God will grant all of you long, happy lives. But I don't think there's any point to this gathering anymore.
I think it's better if you get going sooner, because this is the south of Tehran, and it's in the slums, and you're from the north of town, and the distance is great. You should go, so you don't get home too late.
See, no, dear brother.
No, what he's saying is right here.
Yes, what he's saying is absolutely right. Anyhow, it doesn't seem that our two families have anything in common. With your permission, we will be on our way.
Yes,
with your permission.
Yes, they've always said that. Birds of a feather flock together. Please don't stand
up. Yes, you're right. We have absolutely nothing in common. But at least we have enough honor and dignity that we don't kill our own brother over inheritance and money. With your permission.
Argivan, thank you very much. Hey, Bezard, thank you very much as well. You brought us here to belittle us. Are
no,
you
don't
happy
say
now?
That, Mom. What are you saying? Soraya, let's
thanks,
get going.
Take care.
Thank you
thank
very
you for
much.
Coming.
We
Goodbye.
Know the way out. With your permission, we really put you through trouble.
Ma'am, allow me to apologize to you for the things that my family said. Even though I know apologizing isn't going to fix anything, it was my mistake for not preparing them for this gathering. Again, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mother? Sina, take the flowers and pastries and give it back to them.
Come on, that'll look really bad.
What's bad about it? Go and throw it in the trash. It's bad.
کدوم خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه حوست هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخر